Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Chayesara, Shabbos Chevron, Shabbos Mevarchim Hashchodesh Kislev, Tavshin Peh Alon Shabbos Yitzchus for the Nishmas Daniel Sabbos Eliezer Yisrael Levi. Shabbos of this past Shabbos. Baruch Tzvi Reuven Nosan. Yitzchus for Hashem Adavar Henech Mordech Abrefer Simcha Pesor Shchoy Yisrael. And for Binyamin Zimra Ben Dina Minyas Barla B'chay Maaz Shabbos Shchoy Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Kedushas Levi in the open and Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayu Chayesara Meir Shana Ve'esim Shana. And says the Kedushas Levi, he says, what does it mean to be a Chaye Sora? What does it mean to have Chias? And he quotes the Gemara in the Nedarim and Tzatzat, Samach Dal, Mabez, and Rashi even quotes it by Rachel, any woman that doesn't have a child is called Kedushas Mesa. That the fact is that she had a child, it means she was alive. And then the Kedushas Levi says, you want to know, also want to know, at the end of the day, you want to know what real Chias is when you're active, and she Sora worked on herself. Right, that Avram wasn't supposed to have a child, the Gemara says in Shabbos, but Avraham was, right? The fact is that Sarah and Avram worked upon themselves, and then when you work upon yourself, that's real chias. So we don't know what's real life. And that's what Shnei Chayesar is. When a person works upon himself, you put in ma'asim tovim, you put in effort in your avodas Hashem. That's real living. This reminded me actually of a pasuk later on in the parsha. Pasuk says, in recording Avram Avinu's last pasuk, Elu yimei shnei chayim in chafei zayim, Elu yimei shnei chayim Avram asher chayim, Ashanav eshim shanav chamei shonim. And says of tzadik and ozayin and pre tzadik. What does this mean? Chay Avram asher chayim. It's double loshon. Chay Avram asher chayim. The life of Avram that he lived. That kol chayav hayu bechius of his rizus asher chay. His entire life was with his rizus. And if Tzara goes on to quote the Gemara Nchulun Tazayin Amar Alf, and he quotes the Gemara Yuman and Chol Chesem and Beis, and tells us that the mid of his rizus came from Avram Avinu. You know, his rizus might even the mitzvahs is all we will learn from Avram Avinu. Vayashka Avram Aboker. That when someone's called a Zaris, we have the mid of Avram Avinu. Says the Tzadok, Avram Avinu is the mid of Ahava, of going and doing and living. Sarah and Avram, they were the quintessential goers and movers. You want to know what it means to truly live, to be a Chai Sarah, to be a Chai Avram? It means to live your life with Chias, with Mas and Toivim, always looking to grow and transform your voice. A beautiful idea from the Kedushas Levi and Rav Tzadok. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea comes to us from the Trisker Magid and his beautiful Savior, the Magin Avram. Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Ches, Avram and Avinu now is looking for a place to bury Sarah of Ayakum, Avram, Meshach, Amarat, Venechis, Vaidabi, Tanima, Imyesh, Asnavshem, Likbor, Smesi, Milfanai, Shimauni, Ufoguli, Befer, Men Saychir. Basically, he says to them, to the children of Ches, to will to bury my dead from before me, please help me have a good start off with Ephraim, the son of Zoyer. And Rashi says, the Piguli is a Loshan, Bakasha, but says the Magin of Ram, you know, the Gemara and Brachas tells us on in the fourth paragraph, in Pigia Ela Tfila, right? I believe by Yaakovino. In Pigia Ela Tfila. Upaguli doesn't just mean that he was talking to Ephron. Really, he was davening to their bonashom. Upaguli, he said it was davening to their bonashom. But what's a tanai when you're davening upaguli? If that's tefillah, be Ephron. Ephron is a coder for another, right? Ephron's a lashon offer ve'efer. Even though Ephron was a balgaiva, Ephron comes from the lashon of Ephron offer ve'efer, dust and ashes. Says the Trish Kamarg, when a person wants to come to daven, you want to know how to have a good davening. First, realize the mamish. You're like an ani standing before the door. Your mamish completely butter yourself to the borsham. Upoguli, when you're davening, the Ephron, make sure you're doing it in a humble way. Shemanami Vitar that Eitan Katz likes to say, Rabbi Eitan Katz, when he wrote the song, Me'ayin Yavo Azri. So if you listen to the song, Me'ayin, 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 the beginning is a whole question. He says a whole Torah from the Baal Tanya for the first Lubavitch Rebbe. Tonight's the Rebbe Rashab's birthday. Chav Cheshvan, Big Yontif in Chabad. So the Baal Tanya says, Me'ayin, when a Jew reaches that place of Me'ayin, and realizes that you're nothing without their bonus from Mamish, you're completely bottle, then you have O Ezri. And if you listen to the Eitan Katz, the Nigin, the whole, it's all slow in the beginning, it's a question, and you get to the end part, it's Mamish and answer. Me'ayin, from where? You have O Ezri. When you completely bottle, then their bonus comes and answers your tefillah. That's exactly the Baal Tanya's word, that's exactly the Magen Avram. Pugli, when it comes to davening, make sure you're done by Ephra, make sure it's done by Ephra, the Midah of another. Beautiful insights from the Magen Avraham and the Baal Tanya. Moving on to Adin number two. Number three. Adin number three comes to us from the Imre Chaim, a visionist, the vision of the Rebbe. In Eliezer's Tefillah, Pasuk, Chavdalad Yud Gimel, The pasuk says Eliezer is davening to the Rebbeinu Shlomo on his mission to find Yitzchak a wife. Hinei anochi nitzav al ein amayim ubenos anshei yotzot l'shov mayim. See, I stand here by the spring of water, and the daughters of the townsmen come out to draw water. It says the Nimrichaim, a beautiful idea. He says we know anochi in the pasuk does not just refer to I. Anochi refers to anochi shem lekecha. He says anochi nitzav. You want to know at the end of the day how to have a munah. Anochi Shem Lekecha, look at the Sefer Chinuch. That's the whole Indian of Anochi Shem Lekecha. You want to know how to have Anochi Nitzav Al Ein Hamayim. Make sure that you have the proper humility. When a person has the Midah of Anova, which you just said from the Magen Avram, when a person has the proper Anova, then he's Zochet Emunah. Then he's Zochet to feel and Mamash believe in the Rabbeinu Shem. Because he can't have a moon, he can't have davening, but specifically here, he can't have Anochi without water. Or you know the Gemara in Tainis and Dao Zion. The way that the water goes down, just like water goes up from a higher place to a low place, so too, a person has to make sure to be humble. Anoichi, you want to have a munah in your life? Nitzav al ein hamayim. Make sure you're a humble person. This is exactly another Torah from Rav Tzadok. We've quoted this in the past. I believe he writes this in Resis Elayla. We say in Elokai Nesor 3 times a day, V'nafshi ka'ofra l'kol tiyah. Hashem, you should make my soul like dust. Then my heart can be open to Torah. At the end of the day, a person needs to have his heart. Person has to have the midos in Torah. If a person has the proper anava, the proper midos, then the Torah can come trickle in. If a person has the proper amuna, anoichi, nitzav, halin amayim. You want to have anoichi, you want to feel the Rebbeinu Shem in your life, it has to be done with anava. Weinberger on Erev Shabbos, he's going through a whole maimer from Rav Kook these days. So he's talking about the whole union of Torah. The Torah wants to come to people with that are kaddish, that are working on the midos. Torah doesn't just penetrate people who are going after taivas and taivas. Torah is so something called kaddish, but kaddish only wants to come to kaddish things. A person wants to, as Rav Kook says, a person wants to be connected to Torah first. You have to make yourself a receptacle, a magnet for Torah. And that's the whole union of the Emir Mechaim here. I know you can have a muna. Need to have a mind. Make sure you work on the midah of anova, and then the muna will trickle in. A beautiful insight from the Vizhnitz Rebbe, and the Emir Mechaim of Vizhnitz, and Rav Tzadok. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from Rav Hirsch. I think we said this last year, 2 years ago, but it's such a beautiful Torah, we have to say it again. Chav Dalad Yotes. Right? Rivka had finished giving Eliezer the drink. She said she waited for him to finish. And then she says, I'm going to draw you water for your camels. Says Rav Hirsch, and he asked a beautiful question. Rivka only says that she has water for the camels once Eliezer is done drinking. Why does she wait for him to be done drinking? Why does she say from the beginning, I have water for you and I also have water for your camels? Says Rav Hirsch, a beautiful insight in doing chesed and in midos. He says that there's chesed and there's doing chesed with a chesed. She didn't want to make a big talk about her deeds. She didn't want to make her ma'asim tovim be, look at me, I'm Rivka. I have everything. I have midos, but I don't need to do it in a proper way. No. When we do chesed, it's got to be done in a chesed way. In a humble way. Says Rav Hirsch, she would have said from the beginning she had water for Eliezer and for her camels, it would have looked like her shoulder showing off. At the end of the day, Avram Avinu's midos, and this is what Avram Avinu really told Eliezer to be able to look for someone who has these midos. Rav Hirsch says Rivka didn't want to show off, because doing chesed is good, but doing chesed with chesed, doing it in a kind way, that goes above and beyond. And so this is something we said from last week, from Chazkel Levenstein, right? When Avram Avinu stops the angels, he says, I'm just going to give you some bread and water. One ended up happening. He didn't just give them bread and water. He gives them oxen, he gives them tongue, gives them all the delicacies. And the Gemara B'Mitzvah says, we learn from here the Derech of Tzadik is Nemor Ma'at V'aseh Habeh. Ephraim, in this week's parsha, does the opposite. He says, oh, I'm going to give you for free, I'm going to give you for free, and then he takes Avram Avinu's money. Because Rishon, they talk a lot, but do little. But Tzadikim, they do a lot and say little. Because at the end of the day, by Tzadik, because of Chatzkel, it's not what you say, it's what you do, it's how you act. And this is exactly the whole Torah from Rav Hirsch. There's chesed and there's chesed with chesed. That's exactly how Rivka waited for. She didn't want to show off, and she waited for the answer to finish the water, and then she offered the water for the camels. It was also a beautiful insight and sensitivity in chesed, doing chesed with chesed from Rav Hirsch and from Yitzchak Levenstein, the Sheikh Lemir. Moving on to Adiyah number 5. Adiyah number 5 comes to us from the Holy Shem Yishmuel. So the end of Chamishi, Eliezer brings Rivka back. Chavdalad Samach Zayin. The end of the day, Yitzchak was consoled for his mother. When Yitzchak brings Rivka into her tent, and Rashi says the famous words, "She calls man Shasara Kayamis Haya Ner Dalv Mi Av Shabbos Lev Shabbos." And the whole time that Sarah was alive, there was a light that lit from one Erev Shabbos to the next Erev Shabbos. There's a light on the whole Erev Shabbos to the next Erev Shabbos. Says the Shem Yishmol in Tefresh Ayin Aleph, in the paragraph that starts Ha'ola, Sorei Mo, Pesh Reish Tes 209, a beautiful insight. He says that at the end of the day, what does this mean that the light of Sora was lit the entire week? It means that a Jew's job is to take the light of Shabbos the entire week. When a person goes through a Shabbos Kodesh, it doesn't just end on Motzei Shabbos. It's supposed to be able to take you throughout the entire week, like the Noam Lelachsa last week, on last week's Parsha. There's three days before, 3 days after. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're still connected to the Shabbos before. We're Mamasa Nahai with Ahava. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're bringing down, we're getting ready with a little more year, getting ready for the next Shabbos. Right? The last time you can make it Abdullah is Tuesday. And then we're ready by Wednesday, we're ready saying Luchon Aran, and we're getting ready for the next Shabbos. But says the Shem Yishmol, this is exactly what the Rashi means. Shukulznan Shusar Kemes Hayod Ner Dol Me'ev Shabbos Ler Shabbos. A Jew's job and what Sarah did in her life and her tent. Be able to make sure that Shabbos penetrated her entire house. It wasn't something that she did and checked off. Mamash became part of her home. This is exactly what I thought of insight from the Noam Eliezer, the previous Gulana Rebbe. Beautiful, beautiful insight by the Kiddes Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, Vayivan Shem Avram Es HaMizbeach. And Avram built there the Mizbeach. So Noam Eliezer asks two questions. What's Shem and what's HaMizbeach? Just say Mizbeach. Says the Noam Eliezer, when Avram Avinu did such a Kaddosh act, he actually made the place where he made his Mizbeach, the Mizbeach, that forever and ever that would be the Mizbeach place in the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi. And Shom means in Yerushalayim Kodesh, because we know our Moriah happens in Yerushalayim Kodesh. Avraham Avinu did such an incredible act. It's Zavka says, Shom, now it's exactly where the HaMizbeach would be. He built his Mizbeach, and it was such an incredible and inspiring and transformational act that was going to be the Mizbeach forever and ever. That's exactly the word over here. We can't just do acts. The acts have to stay with us, and it's the marinade has to be part of us. Mamish, a beautiful, beautiful insight from the Shem Yishmol and the Noam Eliezer and the Noam Elmelech. Moving on, let's review these five ideas. We start off with the Kedushas Levi. What does it mean by Yuchai Sarah? That she lived her life with Ma'asim Tovim. That she was born one way Sarai, but she became a Sarah. That everything in her life was Mamish Chias. Everything in her life, she was always looking for new opportunities. Gemara and Dhamma, Gemara Shabbos, that story meant it was always looking to constantly grow. Nizra of Tzadok says in Ozayin, Chai Avram Asher Chai. What does that mean? Chai Avram Asher Chai. And his entire life was with Chias, with his Rizos. Gemara and Yuma even calls that were his reason after Avram Avinu. The Avram Avinu, everything he did with alacrity, with a passion, with an energy. That's what it means to be able to be able to live with his Chias and his Rizos. And the mitzvahs of Mamash are oxygen. The second idea we said from the Trisker Magen, Magen Avram. The Pasuk says, "Upogli be'efron." Right? We know ain pigia elo tefila upogli. Before we come to daven, we have to have be'efron. We have to understand. We have to realize that we're nothing. We're everything from their bonus. And that's exactly what Eitan Katz quoted from the Valatani. May ayin. When a Jew does, they have nothing. They're completely reliant on their bonus. Then Yavo Ezri. Then their bonus come and help out. The third idea we said from the Imre Chaim of Vishnitz, right? When Eliezer is davening to their bonus, he says, "Anoichi nitzav alayna mayim." Here he's standing upon all the water. Says the Vishnitz Rebbe, Anochi is a quoter for Anochi Hashem Lekecha. Anochi, you want to have a Muna in your life, Nitzav Alei Me'en Amayim. It has to come with another first. You want to have a Muna? First it has to come with another, right? The Gemara in Tainus tells us that the Torah goes from a high place to a low place, but first you have to have another. First, yeah, that's exactly what the Torah means. Torah penetrates people who are humble. And that's exactly what Rav Tzadok writes, I believe, in Rasisi Laila. And saying, Lekan and Tzav, and Hafshi Karva Lekotia, then Pesach will be Besor Secha. Hashem, you should make my soul like dust. And the heart, then the Torah will be open. As Cook writes in the opening, in his from all over his from, I believe here, is in Oysa Torah, the Torah is a magnet for Kaddish things, but first you have to make yourself a receptacle for the holiness to be able to penetrate. Beautiful insight from the Trisker Magid, the Rav Tzadok, and Rav Cook, and excuse me, from the Imri Chaim of Vizhnitz, and from Rav Tzadok, and from Rav Cook. Moving on to the fourth idea. Rav Hirsch says, why does Rivka wait until Eliezer finished? And then she says, I have water for the camels. Why didn't she wait? She say, Eliezer, I have water for you and for the camels. Because she wanted to make sure not to show off. She wanted to do chesed with chesed. Because part of doing chesed is how you do it, not showing off. And that's exactly the whole word we said from last week from Yechezkel Levenstein. Yechezkel Levenstein says that, but Avraham Avinu calls out the angels. He doesn't just say, oh, I have oxen, I have tongue for you. He has bread, I have bread and water. And when they come in, then he gives them the oxen and then he gives them the tongue. Because at the end of the day, tzaddikim say emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. They say little and do a lot. Rishon do the opposite. Every person says, oh, I'll give it to you for free. Then he ends up charging him. Our Jew's life is doing chesed, but doing chesed in the way we do chesed. And finally, the fifth and final idea, we said that finally that Yitzchak at the end of Chamishi was finally consoled for his mother. And Rashi says, shekolz man shesorah kayemas hayon ner dog me'av Shabbos. The whole time Sarah was alive, the light was on. from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. And Shem Yishmol teaches us, what does that mean from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos? That the fire of Shabbos never stopped. The fire of Shabbos, the fire of Kedusha, the inspiration from Shabbos, the Emunah from Shabbos, the Dvekas from Shabbos never stopped from the entire week. And that's exactly what the Noam Eliezer says at the end of Vayera, when the Pasuk says that Vayivan Sham Avram es HaMizbeach, that Avram Vino did such an incredible thing. He didn't just make the Mizbeach, his Mizbeach, but the place that he made the Mizbeach for Yitzchak actually became HaMizbeach, where Klai Yisrael would bring the Kabbanos forever and ever, because it was done with such an act of passion and an act of Mesiris Nefesh. It wasn't just something that they checked off, but it became something real for him, and the light never turned off in the Mizbeach over there. We should be Zochah Be'ez Hashem to take these ideas of living our lives mamish with our chiyas, with the Rabbon Hashem, be able to live our lives with real anava when it comes to davening, to have the real anava when we step before our Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we daven, to understand that Emunah comes through anava, that anything spirituality comes through anava, Emunah Ali De Emunah, Emunah Ayde Anova, to make sure we do proper things in the proper way, Chesed Ayde Chesed, be able to make sure we never let Shabbos let go. The Shabbos, and anytime inspiration, anytime we have something inspiring, we have to make sure it stays part of us and it marinates us and becomes part of us.